Do you like this kind of vegetable? It's kind of long and green, and when you cook it, it gets a little bit slimy.
Okra?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
People grow that in the gardens?
Yes, they grow that in the garden. Sell it. And I think sometimes you can get it at these stores in town. Mm-hmm. After those stores, you can buy okra.
Do you ever eat it fried?
Mm-hmm. Fried, and I tell you another way I've eaten it, and it's right nice too. It's fried, but it's meal like fish.
Hmm.
You may, kind of meal it and fry it.
Yes, ma'am.
And it tastes right nice.
Hmm.
We haven't done it here, it's just at other places, other people's house. Sometimes I go to, when I go down to visit some of the people down where I work or something like that, they come up with something different.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. See, they have homemakers that go into these different districts.
Yes, ma'am.
And they teach these different ways of canning and cooking and things like that. And then they do that at their homes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you ever care much for going fishing?
No, I never did. I never did catch it. I tried it. Yeah. I tried it, but I never did catch a fish.
What do most people around here fish for? What kinds of fish?
Well, a lot of them go on the coast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They go on the coast. Yeah. When they're fishing there, it's laid across the street here. We buy fish from her.
Just the fish that she catches?
She goes down there. She has, and you should see her getting ready to go with the boxes she has.
Yes, ma'am.
Put, and she goes down there, stays 2-3 days, and she comes back with fish. And I told her to bring me some shrimps. I haven't been able to eat any shrimps in a good while.
No, I like those.
Uh-huh. And I asked her to bring some shrimp. Or crabs. I like crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to go down on the coast, and a friend of mine, she and my mother were schoolmates. She's an older lady. But I'd go down to see her, go down there sometime. And she'd talk up a crab fishing,
yes,
or something like that. And have some of her friends, and she didn't go, but she'd have some of her friends and tell me to go along with them. Buy them a beef bone. And I could leave out by 5 o'clock in the morning, and when I would get there, this crab just sticking all along this wall like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Just all around. You've been out?
Not
crabbing?
Lately. It's been
a long
time.
You have
time.
Been. Yeah, well, it's been a long time since I've been, too. And drop your beef bone down, and they get to fighting over it.
No.
Then you catch two,
right,
instead of one.
Right.
You know, you put your net there and get the two there.
That's
and it was,
working.
And that was fun for me.
Right.
Mm. And I'd go out and catch crabs, and she'd make gumbo, and then I'd bring a lot of them home.
Did you ever care to eat these things that some people eat on the half shell?
What was that?
Well, you know, these things that have shells, some of them grow pearls inside.
I haven't eaten
the oysters.
Oh, oysters?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've eaten oysters, but I haven't, I like oysters. But I haven't found any with the pearl in them. Mm-hmm.
Do people ever go fishing for catfish around here in freshwater?
Freshwater, yeah, they go to freshwater, they go to the river.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of any going to the river lately, but I think there are some that go to the river. And
can you catch catfish there?
Yeah, I think so. Look like me, my father caught them when he was, he'd catch them Now my father used to set hooks out over and in the evening when he goes to leave his wife, he worked at the mill, the union mill.
Yes, ma'am.
And he set his hook out, and the next day he'd go back, he'd have something on that hook.
Hmm.
Then